This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, without a doubt, one of my favorite guests we've ever had on the podcast. This guy, Saul, you know why I love this guy?
Why?
Because he doesn't give a fuck.
And
we love that shit.
You know that intro, I bet you say that to everyone.
No cap, bro. No cap.
This guy.
No cap. Pell, I think you're the first guest.
You probably said that to Shimza, right?
Nah. Shimza is my boy.
You don't like him?
No, I like Shimza.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't put us on like you did. Pell, we trained for a whole weekend because of you, dog.
Hey. Why?
Good times.
It's 2021, guys. Let's start afresh.
Prince KV, how are you, bro?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good to have you back. What's been happening since last we spoke? Who haven't you pissed off since we last spoke?
Ah, man. I've pissed off COVID because I had COVID.
Oh, yeah? Is it?
Yeah. So when it started, it was a difficult time for me in the first few months.
Yeah.
I had to isolate. Pella, it was still new, you know, so we didn't know what to do. Like, we're just, you know, grasping everything, like eat lemons, eat oranges, stay in the sun, drink water, what must you do? Sleep, whatever, you know, so we're trying to get it together, but yeah.
But you like your own space, so that wasn't like anything new.
Being an introvert, like it made it very, very easy. I was just like traumatized a bit, you know, the thought of having COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Most artists had a difficult 2020, bro.
Yeah.
But yours is amazing. I mean, you made it on Barack Obama's
playlist. Yeah.
Fucking hell. When do you hear that, bro? How does that happen even?
I don't know. I thought it was a label orientated thing, but since I'm with Universal, and Universal has got so many, you know, connections and stuff. But the time I found out, I was actually in Zambia. So I got off stage, and funny thing, when I get off stage, just to check what people are saying about me. But in Zambia, because when you get to another country, you set your trends to that country.
Twitter
automatically does that. I don't know. So I check trends and I'm like, trending number one. What did I see now?
What did I do?
You know, what did I do? And like when I went, the first post was Barack's playlist, where he said his daughter like gave her some songs to listen to. And I was like, yo, that's dope. But to me, it's a playlist. Like Obama is just any other human being. I didn't see that thing, like any input from it for me as an artist to grow from that. I didn't see that, but I saw that, you know, the world is watching. That's the only thing I picked up from that. You know, that the world is watching South African music, and that was a proud moment. But as far as pushing sales, whatever, no.
Yeah, it's about us. Did it have any impact?
Yeah, no. Maybe
so it's just bragging rights.
A few streams, yeah, bragging rights. You can call it that. A few streams here and there, but no.
You don't regard it as an achievement.
Yeah, you can't just go out and party. But I saw Travis Scott did a party.
Yeah.
Travis Scott was on the list as well. Yeah. Oh. He did a party, big party, bro. Like, it was like, yo, Obama was there.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was huge.
And they played that song at the party?
No, no. I don't know if they played my song.
Oh.
But obviously, Travis Scott was celebrating his win.
Oh,
you know, for
I
being
see.
On the list. Yeah, yeah. But South Africans, I don't know. Should we... I don't know what you think about it. Should we go crazy about it or what?
That's something. I mean... Barack Obama, dog.
Yeah. It you know, does. It
so
does.
I think it is something.
Because he follows me, but yeah, nothing has happened.
Wait till he comes out with the podcast list. Then maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but for me, the people that were watching it, the young people that are coming up, you know, I feel like for me it meant more to them than me.
But what was nice is that you featured Shimza. And, you know, obviously you guys had your beef, whatever. How did you squash that?
I think I mentioned it last time when I was here. Shimza sent me an apology on WhatsApp. On my old number, though.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch that.
Yes. I remember you told me. Yes.
My son likes playing with that phone. So this other time, it's a phone. Yeah. And then I saw a few WhatsApps that I missed. And then I saw him tag me again on social media that, yo, check your WhatsApp. And I didn't really have, you know, when I go into these beefs on Twitter or conversations or altercations, whatever you want to call them, I'm myself, you know. That's me. I'm not trying to be anyone else. If I itch, I do scratch, you know. If I don't itch, I don't scratch. So I was being genuine about how I felt about him on Twitter, and it wasn't me fighting him. I was just being genuine about how I feel about him.
Yeah.
And for him to apologize, I was already good, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a train smash.
How does the song come about? Because I saw a snap, I think, on your status where you guys were all together in the studio.
Okay. I did the song way back, man. Like, I did Urongo, like, I think a year before we actually recorded the vocals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've got a lot of songs on my desktop. So I called in Ami Faku.
Yeah.
She came to my house.
She's brilliant.
She's too much.
Too much.
She's dope, man. Ami's an amazing writer.
Mm.
So she came to my house, recorded the song. I remember the time she was also trying to work on her stuff, and we were just going through some songs.
Yeah.
And she wasn't feeling the songs that I was playing for her. And I had these chords in my head. They were wrong chords. And I just played them.
Which songs didn't she like that you played for her?
The songs are not released yet.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put her on blast like that. Like, you were meant to record here. Look now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't want that kind of vibe. So, she came, recorded the song, and the song chilled on my PC for another 3-4 months.
Mm.
This other time, Black Motion called me up, and then we had a braai. Shimza was there. I'm always like, yo, guys, we can like leverage off this. Like, we can be creative at any time, you know. While they were eating, I was sitting up in the studio, and I told them, yo, I've got a song. Let's collaborate on this. That's how it happened.
Oh, and then it just builds on it,
Yes, for me, it was just like tapping into their markets, you know, tapping into Black Motion's market, Shimza's markets. Like, you can literally just feature someone for just.
You know, you
can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can literally just be like, hi, McG, because I like your vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get on the song.
Yeah.
If a song, I say this all the time with producers, if a song is perfect and you want me on it, I don't really have to change it because the song is perfect. Let's not mess around with a good song.
Isn't that what happened with Google It?
No.
Oh.
Google It 2 key changed. That do-do-do-do-do-do was added, and the vocals. Yeah.
You know, because you pick fights with so many celebs, one would think that you do it just to stay relevant. You know what I mean? Just for the sake of like, fuck, I want to trend today. Let me piss someone off.
To be honest with you, McG, I don't like being a trendy artist. You know, that's why I don't wear flashy clothes. I don't go out of my way to be seen, in a sense. It's just that I say things as they are. I might come off as misunderstood sometimes, but for me, black is black, white is white.
Okay, let's. Last year, who did you fight with? Yes, I lost count. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start, Sol?
Last year, I had something with who? black coffee.
Yeah, it was coffee, Maporisa.
Maporisa.
Casper, ne? Did you have something?
Casper is way before that, but you can count him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Knack.
Knack.
Yeah, that's about it.
Knack. Who else? Okay, do you want to go through it?
Yeah, let's start with let's start with Maporisa.
Okay, Maporisa. As you guys saw, he came on Twitter on some. You guys don't own your masters, you know. Ish, that thing. I looked at it, ne? And I was like, let me not rather, because I'm not people's favorite person, you know.
Yeah. So you're scratching now.
Yeah, I was itchy. Itchy. Yo, I was itching. Like, yo. I need to scratch this thing. This fly is irritating me. You know, so I'm like, I put away my phone and I went back. You know? But I thought about it first. You know, sometimes when someone comes at you, they've already calculated your two moves. That's what you must always. Yeah, that's what you
like
must
in chess.
Always. Yeah, that like in chess. When someone comes at you, they've already calculated what you're gonna say. Your next two replies, they got you. And I had to like overcome that. So I was like, okay. Masters, yes, I don't own my masters, but so doesn't Jay-Z, so doesn't Beyonce, so doesn't
they don't
Kanye,
doesn't.
So doesn't well some of her masters have been bought back, but I know Universal is still in conversation with her masters, some of the songs
like the beginning of her career,
the beginning of her career, some they can't let, I know some labels they won't let go of the big songs. So even with Kanye, like, he still doesn't own his masters. Back to Maporisa. So I looked at those, and also I looked at my streams of income. I looked at them, I'm like, actually, yes, music got me in, but most of my income doesn't really come from owning my masters or music per se, you know. And since we were talking ownership in that, please understand me, in that tweet, that tweet was about ownership. It didn't really specify what are you owning with who. You might own your masters, yes, but with who, how, and are you owning them because you want to, or were you under pressure? Those kind of things. I looked at all the dynamics.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, actually, I don't really make money, that much money from music.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, stating all the things
that I do,
that I own that make more money for me. In a setup of masters, McG, a lot of people like to say, I want to own, but they don't want to get on the ground and work for the ownership of the masters.
Okay.
What I mean is work for the capital to put your masters wherever they have to be.
Yeah.
You know, on radio, marketing, touring.
Which is what a label does.
Which is what a label does, shooting videos. There's quite a lot that you can do, but you can't just yip masters when you don't have the capital to sustain yourself. There's a lot of guys that own masters.
And you can own masters of a pop song.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, you can also own masters of a good song, but you can't elevate the song. You know, you don't have the money to elevate the song.
So if you take away, to Maporisa's defense, if you take away all your other incomes, specifically just music, are you for owning masters or against it?
I'm for contracts that speak to your vision.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not about owning masters or not.
Oh.
You know, it's about, okay, what do you want?
Ah, I see.
Yeah, where do I see myself in 10 years?
Yeah.
Also, I feel like people that hold on to masters too long is people that are not really that talented. I mean this in the most respectful way.
Yeah.
Because if I hold on to my yesterday wins, it simply means I can't produce more of that.
What are you trying to say about Libu M?
No. I'm not saying anything.
He's
about
taking them to the grave,
bro.
Then,
I'm not saying anything about anyone. Like, I feel like people who hold on too much to their old wins really are in desperation, or they're scared they might not come up with something new. I'm leaving Universal very soon. I think I'm working on my last albums, so these are my last days.
Yes.
But they own the masters. But I'm like, I can make another Google it. I can make another Fetch Your Life. I can, you know.
What does it mean not to own your masters? Does it mean if we hear a Google it, for example, maybe on an advert, a huge MTN advert, does it mean you're not getting a cent from that?
No, you do. Fetch Your Life got Vodacom last year.
Summer campaign was huge. It was all over.
Yeah,
man.
The summer campaign was huge. So I got half of the money.
Oh, wow. Then the rest label.
Yeah, because I got half First of all, I get half because I own my publishing. So that's publishing. Ah. And then, on the, let's say it gave us 1.5 million.
Yes.
Yeah, so 750,000
is yours.
Is mine, guaranteed, you know? And then I go to their 750,000 to get a share of my master. They own the master, but they give me a share as well, which is a ridiculous share. That's like 12.5% of your masters that you get from Universal.
Okay.
You know, or any other label. I don't wanna.
Hey, this thing is confusing. So what's publishing now?
So publishing is the writing, okay, first of all, the lyrics.
Yes.
Publishing is the music. You know. Okay. Let me talk about Samro for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Samro gives you your publishing. That's radio. A play.
Yeah, for every song you have to say who did what.
Yes, yes. So the publishing is the radio, a play, it's the lyrics, who wrote this, who wrote that, and that's what we share there. But when I'm signed to a label, the master is a separate income. Yes. So I don't know how to put it though, but there's publishing and then there's master. Yes. So in publishing also there's two ways. There's the music and then there's the lyrics. You understand? So in Fetch Your Life, Misaki and I took 750,000. We shared that. And then I went to Universal and said, yo, give me my share of
12%.
Yeah, 12.5% of the 750 that you guys took. Yes. So you end up looking at, so because I had like three sync deals last year. I had Google 2 for Jameson, I had Ndimlo for Hunter's Dry, I had Fetch Your Life for Vodacom. You understand? So that, those are three sync deals. You look at that, and that could sum up to a good 7 million for the label, if you negotiate well. That's a good 7 million for the label. But you go in there and be like, yo, give me my cut. That's what I'm saying. You work for what works for you. I mean, you agree to what works for you.
And your vision.
You understand? So that works for me. I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine with taking that money and giving the label that money because I know where I want to be and where they can put the music.
Exactly.
You know.
Where do you want to be?
I was having this chat with AKA actually.
Yeah.
Not so long ago. He asked a very interesting question. Do you really want to be like Beyonce famous? And I was like, I don't think so. You know, I don't think I want to be Kim Kardashian famous.
Famous, yeah.
I don't want to go out and people jam you, you know?
Soul famous.
You know, that kind of fame.
Don't start. Okay.
Hey, well, no.
You're talking about the beer, not me.
Anyway, it's your inside thing. It's fine. So I'm like, I don't really want to be that. So for me right now, I just want to make music. You know, I just want to give you guys music. If I had things my way, you wouldn't know who I am. You just know the music.
Yeah.
Because I don't like appearing in music videos anyway. Yeah. If you look at the Fetch Your Life video, even the Google 2 video, the guy who was supposed to drive that car was not there. And it's a BMW, and I don't like BMW. So I had to drive that car, but it is what it is.
Which takes us to your tour with Knack Music, because it was about cars, ne?
Yeah. Anger. I like calling him Anger.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it. So.
Are you cool with Maphorisa, by the way?
Yeah, we're cool.
We're cool now,
yeah?
Right?
Yeah, we're cool. Aight, proper.
Clean, man.
So, Anger, we. Anger and I have always had this thing of you know, arguing about cars. Which one is the most expensive, which one is the stronger car, the more powerful car, and whatever, which is normal. Amongst guys like Kaiser Chiefs and Pirates.
Yeah.
You know, we have this all the time. But our thing, I think, took the wrong turn when it started being public.
Oh, okay.
You know, we used to have this thing on WhatsApp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he would post the status of a Mercedes Benz that is stuck on the side of the road or whatever the case.
Yeah.
And we'd say whatever and I'd laugh. Quah, quah, you don't forget BMW does this, does that. Yeah. You know, it was fun at the time. But as soon as it went public.
Who takes it public? He does.
I think the fans.
Oh, okay.
I just forgot what happened. I think as soon as it went public, now his fans against my fans.
Yeah.
Or me against his fans and him and whatever. And I remember this other time, I just forgot how things got out of hand, man. But I remember this other time where now it was comparing the music.
Oh, no longer the cars.
Yeah, now it's no longer about the cars. Now it's about who makes the best music.
And you're a craftsman, so music is everything.
Yeah, for me, music is everything. And also, remember when I itch, I have to scratch myself, you know? But I don't scratch when I don't. So I had to be like, I think this one, you should sit this one out. The music one. Yes, you can speak acting. I don't know how to act. But the music one, you can sit it out, bro. Like, I'm not even going to... gonna have it with you,
yeah,
because it's unfair.
It's
unfair. Looking at my catalog, it's unfair. Yeah. You know, so as soon as
I said that, yo, it came for me, bro. Like it came for me. It wasn't really no longer about the facts. It was me being arrogant.
And I think I know it all. Blah blah blah. And yeah.
And you guys are both like good looking. You know.
No,
what I mean?
No. I think I'm a decent guy.
Yeah.
The looks, I think he does that well.
Yeah.
With the ladies, with them being on TV, acting, you know, doing all the charms and whatever. I'm just about the music.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really care.
How come you've never done a track with him?
I've done something with him back in the day, but it didn't pop.
Yeah.
Have you guys bumped into each other? It sounded like you guys were ready to get physical.
He promised to kick my ass this other time on Twitter.
He did.
But the following week, we were in Mpumalanga.
Together?
No, not together. He was like here, and then someone has got a show in the next street.
Yeah. Same vicinity.
Yeah. So we slept at the same hotel. Listen.
Twitter fingers.
Bro, listen to this. He knows my cars. He knows my cars.
Yes.
He saw me parked outside. I saw him parked outside. I know his cars as well.
Yeah.
He drives an M5, right? I saw him parked outside. He saw me parked outside. I was in the hotel. He could have asked, where's the owner of the... if he was really serious.
He literally promised you hands.
Bro, he promised me hands. And I left. My car is loud as... bro, my cold start in the morning, I knew they heard me. I know they heard me. Like, there's no way. I stopped the car and I reffed it. They heard me.
But who would win, though?
I don't believe in all that. Because where I grew up, right? Like, bro, I grew up where people said what's on their mind. And a fight doesn't stop until you say, I've had enough.
Yeah.
You know, as long as we can keep going.
Yeah.
So I don't like... talking too much. Like, let's go and see what happens.
Yeah,
that's why I said in the tweet, when you see me, dala what you must.
Mare, it looks like he'll fuck you up, yo.
I don't know, bro.
Knock.
He looks like he's a beast. Yeah.
Like, whenever he tries something, it'll happen.
Yeah.
I'm glad it didn't get physical.
Yeah, but no one likes that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But I remember in that tour, Busiswa tweeted, why does... KP
princess,
insist.
They call me princess.
Yeah, oh, princess. Yeah, she said, "Why does princess?"
Bro, I know everything that happens on Twitter. Like, I know everything. You might think I don't see. I see each and everything.
Yeah, you live there, bro.
Are things okay between you and Busiswa?
I don't know what I did to Busiswa. A lot of times when I go through something on Twitter, she's got these jabs
on the side. Yeah, on the side.
She's ready for war.
Yeah, and I see them, but because she's a woman. I respect women so much, and I do so many things for women. Because she's a woman, I know myself. When I get carried away, the things I say, you know?
Yeah.
But because she's a woman, I don't really want
to... When last did you speak to her?
I need to be very careful with her.
With women,
because I'm going to say the most fucked up things that will literally take down your confidence as a woman. I don't want to do that.
When last did you speak to her?
The last time I spoke to Busiswa was... the Banomoya
thing
video.
Okay,
the Banomoya video.
Okay,
where we shot the video back in Bloemfontein.
Oh yeah, dope video by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Mm. I directed the whole video.
Shit, for real.
Actually, I direct all my videos.
Dope.
Yeah. So I with Busiswa, you must tread very carefully because of what we're going through as well as a country. Where men are doing all these
GBV,
crazy things to women, you know. So I will never... Also, I don't have anything personal against her. I will never... She wishes I reply. I will never reply to any of her. over jabs.
So nothing happened like behind closed doors. You didn't do her wrong in any way. That's
nothing.
Just
I've never said anything to Busiswa. The only thing that I think she knows is me being friends with her ex. Maybe that pisses her off.
Mm.
KG, you know that whole story that happened KG found Busiswa in
that's
bed
why she
with,
won't
some,
come,
with
that. That's why she won't come on the show.
With that guy who posted a picture and KG fucked him up.
Mm.
There was no condom.
You know that's
blah,
why
blah, blah.
She won't come on the show because she knows we're gonna ask that. So she'll never come.
I hope you don't ask her about the condom. It's gonna be crazy. So there's so many things to say to Busiswa, you know? But
she's
I'm like,
got a lot of choices.
Oh, yeah. There's so many things. But I'm like, I'd rather not. Because also my girlfriend will look at me funny.
But
I've
I was
got a,
listening.
I've got a woman that is pro-woman and she's very supportive of.
But I was listening to YFM and Sabi was interviewing Busiswa.
Yeah.
And he asked her, what's happening with you and Prince KB? And she alluded, not into so, in so many ways, but it had to do with like, she didn't like working with you, like vibes. Because she was like, you know, I'm about vibes and the vibe with me and Prince KB is not there, you know? And I'd never work with him again.
Yeah, so when people speak vibes, like I said, I'm very straight to the point.
Mm.
If I don't like something, I don't like something. I don't care who you are.
Mm.
McG, we could be the best of friends.
Yeah.
You know, but if I don't like...
We are. What, I'm a dog?
You know, yeah, like you and I, best of friends. But if you fuck up, I'm gonna, you know, point it out. Also, I've got a tough love thing going on because that's how I grew up. You know, I don't believe in buying your face or maybe changing for you to
so
accept.
Maybe, so it sounds like you said something to her that you didn't like. And she
yeah,
didn't
maybe.
Take it
yeah, maybe I did because I'm very firm in the things I say. You know, yeah.
Yeah, because Banamoya, like, a lot happened with that song.
Yeah. So maybe I said something. Even with the whole TNS issue on social media, when we had our fallout,
first fallout,
Busiswa said something. Mm. So jabs have been coming, like, since. So I don't know if I just irritate her by how I look, I talk too much, or how I carry myself. I just don't know. But I would love to sit down with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really love to sit down with her and have a conversation about it.
Why not?
Yeah, because I don't know. I even have her on WhatsApp. I look at her statuses, bro.
Yeah.
She looks at mine.
Wow.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to approach it because it's her being angry at me. So the minute I say something, what do you think? You know, I don't want those kind of vibes.
No, but see, so if you're watching this, we want you. Here's a platform. Prince KB is here. You can come through. We'll chop
man.
It up.
I would like to know what's
going on. Because we'd love to see you guys in
what's
studio
in a,
together.
What's in mind. Yeah.
You know, because
you
guys made amazing.
Yeah, there's more.
Yeah, no, Busiswa is dope. Even with the Banamoya.
Hey, dude.
She just came in studio and killed that thing in like 30 minutes. Yeah. You know, and left us with you know, what we can use.
Yeah.
Yeah, she literally gives you what enough.
All right, let's talk about black coffee and Euphonic. I'm sure you're tired about the black coffee thing, man.
Yeah, hey, people ask me that all the time. I can't even grow my beard. They're like, yo, now you want to be black coffee. Yo, bro.
Try playing with one hand.
Bro, like, you can't do anything. Once you in it with someone, like, you need to look at your ways.
Oh, shit.
Okay, black coffee. I remember when I one of the things that I am very strong on is not giving celebrities the leverage or the comfort to want to be experts in things they know nothing about. Mm. You know, I think we put celebrities way too high.
Yeah.
You know, above issues that affect us as people. Mm. You know, we just need to consult experts and leave it at that. So
the celebrities are not gods.
They are not. Mm. They're not. I'm actually anti-celebrity. Mm. So I'm like, yo, man, you can read a lot. You can go on Google and research whatever. It doesn't mean you're an expert in that field or whatever, because there's people that literally go and dedicate their lives in studying years and years. You can take property, you can take health, you can take social issues like abuse, You know, we've got counseling for that. We've got so many things. Mm. None of the celebrities have gone through that. Mm. So they are in no position to tell us anything about those things. So it was something about property, you know? Mm. And then there's this guy called Koshik.
Yes.
There's this guy called Koshik. I like Koshik. There's some properties that I'm looking at in Bloom, and we had a conversation.
And he's an expert.
And he's an expert, bro. Mm. Like, and we were looking at that, and he gave me some advice on WhatsApp. That's when I got his number, actually, when I was having my thing with Black Coffee and Euphonic. So now, Koshik comes on. He's like, yo, Euphonic, calm down. Mm. The issue was, should people buy houses during COVID because properties were going down?
Interest rate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Should we buy houses during COVID? And Koshik was like, no. Mm. You know, we should. I don't think we should. Because why? Because people need the money more than any time right now. Mm. You know, you can't afford to buy a house. Then after buying the house, how do you know how long COVID is gonna be with us?
Yeah.
You know, are you even gonna afford that house in the next 5, 10 years or whatever the bond may look like? Mm. I looked at that and I was like, yeah. He's right. Mm. You know, he's right. Mm. And I said that on Twitter, like, celebrities have got the urge to sound wise because they went to Google, they went on YouTube, and they researched something, and then they take that, and then they advocate for it, you know. I read something very interesting, actually. If you could shut down any ideas, anything that you say or anything that you think, it's an idea from somewhere. Mm. Anything. I don't care, bro. Mm. But if you can, like, sit alone and shut out everything that you've heard and think for yourself, you're literally going to be shocked at how what you think and how embarrassing it would be for you to say it to someone because it's what you think. You are vulnerable at the time. Mm. That's exactly what you think. So we are confident to say things that we see on the net because it's approved by someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's someone's idea and now it's approved. Everyone has seen it. Yeah, that's the way to go. But your own standpoint, people are afraid to say or you know.
But it's not approved.
If, yeah, it's not approved. What if I'm wrong? Mm. But it's what you think. That's all that matters. Yeah. That's you. Mm. So I've got a problem with that. Mm. People must start being original. People must start being them. So I was like, don't go on Twitter. I mean, don't go on YouTube and see something and come here and post and all that. Yo.
World War III.
Black Coffee came on Are You a Celebrity?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. I was like, yes. I was like, yes.
You said wash.
I was like, yes. I said wash.
You said wash course.
Yes, I said.
So, hey, so, I remember this tour.
So my understanding of that, and that's what I picked up from what he was retweeting after he said that to me. Mm. My understanding of that was Black Coffee didn't want me to see the wrong that celebrities do because I am one.
You're part of the team.
I'm a celebrity, so that's double standards. I'm somewhat portraying double standards because I'm a celebrity. How dare I say that? You know? But I'm like, you're not really that wise. I looked at that tweet. I was like, this guy's not really that wise. Because are you telling me because I'm a rapist and now I see other people rape, does that make it right? Mm. Don't I see wrong in that just because I'm a rapist? Mm. Am I making sense?
Mm. Mm. I think it's a bad example with the rape thing.
I needed to hit hard. Mm. I wanted to hit hard.
Okay.
A much more
subtle,
politically correct example. You look at, you get a speeding ticket.
Yes.
The next person that gets a speeding ticket, I'm not supposed to say, yo, don't speed, just because I've got a speeding ticket. When I do something wrong and I'm part of a certain clique, am I immune to seeing the things that this clique?
Not at all.
Am I immune to that?
But you've never done that celebrity thing that you were talking about.
Yeah, but I'm part of the clique. Here's the thing. I'm part of the celebrity clique, right? I'm a celebrity, right?
Willingly or so, unwillingly?
I don't really care,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But am I not supposed to see the wrong things that celebrities do just because I'm one?
You,
yeah, I can't be immune to the wrong things just because I'm something.
Mm.
Yes, done. Yeah, I see.
I
get you.
I feel like I'm not...
No, it's like saying... If you're a soccer player, you can't now speak out on the kind of lifestyles that other soccer players are living, even though you're not doing that.
Exactly. Because, okay, yes. Yeah.
Let's That's take a perfect example.
Exactly. Let's take a successful soccer player and a broke soccer player.
Yes.
Yes.
You understand?
But they earn the same at some point.
Yeah. So this successful soccer player, he's not... Are you telling me he's not supposed to say to the... To the broke soccer player, yo, you, this is what you did wrong. This is just because they are both soccer players. He's not supposed to point those things out.
Mm.
No,
obviously, he's human. He sees all
he's
the wrong
blind
things.
To those,
he's not
yeah.
blind to those things. So I'm not blind to the fact that celebrities do sometimes go out of bounds.
I get what you mean.
Mm.
I get what
you know,
you are one.
Yeah, I'm one, so I can tell, yo, this...
And who better to call them out than...
Who better to call them out?
Because if it's someone else, you know what they're going to say? You are broke. You know how... If it's
everything is about money.
Broke.
Yeah,
exactly.
You are broke. You can't say this.
Yeah.
But I saw that, and I don't care if you're Euphonic, Black Coffee, whoever you are. If I see something wrong, bro, I'm gonna call it out. And he was wrong. You can't buy property during COVID.
So it's bad advice.
It's bad advice.
Hey, but the house nigga comment, ooh, ish.
Also, that house nigga comment,
that
of which he deleted.
Hey,
I feel
that
like
was,
that's
yeah.
why that's one of the things that made me lose respect for Black Coffee when he called me a house nigga.
Yeah.
You know.
What is a house nigga?
I'm gonna get to that. I had literally. If I go through something with you on whatever, whether you're family or what.
Yeah. Yeah.
I you are still family. Mm. I still think highly of you as I used to.
Yes.
But as soon as Black Coffee went that low, literally everything for him that I felt for him, how I saw him, was erased.
It became personal now.
It became very, very personal. Mm. And of which is something that I don't think I did anything wrong in calling out celebrities for what they do. You know, they mislead people. Like, just to go out of bounds a bit, there's so many properties back in Bloom that I own where I have Mr. ne? Someone advised her, yo, when you get your pension money, fuck everything else, go buy property, rent that thing out, you'll be the most successful thing you've ever seen. But that's wrong. Most of the properties that I bought from desperate people that were advised that property is
get
the way
property.
To go.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
So they can't... There's a the Willow Flair. It's called Willow Flair. I own a couple of units at Willow Flair. You own Willow Flair. Hey, I bought this thing for 400, but hey, it's a 400,000 worth unit, but it's giving me 700 rand a month.
Mm.
I'm not meeting my targets. I got 200 once.
Mm.
You understand? She just lost 200,000, bro.
And then you go to Universal. Where's my 200?
No. No. So I then buy the property.
Yeah.
Because it's next to nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I get that, and then people go on social media, and they advise people about property all the time. I'm like, no. Research. Property, I look at property. Actually, I want to go out of that thing. I'm just waiting for someone to buy those units for me. Property, I look at it as a fix-up. I don't know if you know what's a fix-up. A fix-up is you get something like this that is not in good condition, and you make it an AMPD studio.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you sell it. Yeah. And then I make profit out of that, and I'm out. I don't want to now wait for tenants.
Mm.
Hey, tenants want Wi-Fi. The cockroaches are all over the place. The carpet is smelling. There's no water. You know, I don't want those kind of stresses.
So it's not a long-term
thing. Yeah, it's not a long-term thing. So so don't advise people like that in a general form as if everyone is going through the same struggle
what?
Or is got the same idea of how property is.
What's your understanding of a house nigger? I want to know if it's the same thing I'm thinking.
So a nigger is an oppressed person. That's, well, kick off for it now. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the
key. Go ahead.
So in South Africa, it's kafir in...
We've said worse, bro.
In South Africa, it's kafir. Yeah. And in America, it's nigger. So...
It's so funny how South Africans call themselves niggers.
Hey, bro.
How weird.
Crazy. So as a black person, I looked at that and... As a black and younger person than Black Coffee, I understood that as I am oppressed, you know, to oppressed by what I believe in, you know. I believe in not bending over.
Even if things don't make sense. That's how I understood it. So he thought, I'm a slave to my thoughts. Like, you know, yeah, because he's calling me a house nigga. I don't relate that to music, though. Mm. Yeah, I related that to him being thinking that I'm oppressed by what I think. You know, so I was like, hey, that's a bit of a low blow for me. Me being a black person and someone that looks up to me. Could have done better, and to show that he was wrong, he actually
deleted
that too.
You know,
he could have done. I don't know how you understood it. How did you understand?
Yeah, it was the whole oppression.
Yeah, the whole oppression thing. And for someone who went to, where did he go again? He went to something that oppressed black people and prayed there.
What?
Where did he go?
That thing
was big on Twitter.
Say it loud. What? Iran.
Did he play in Iran? I don't know.
Israel.
Yeah, he played in Israel. Apparently the story behind that, you know, he went on Twitter and said, as long as it feeds her family, he doesn't care about how it affected other people, as long as he's putting food on the table for his family.
And then, so
for someone who did those kind of things back in the day.
To say that to me, I'm like, what I've got a girlfriend that's got a very high sex drive.
Hey!
Like,
yay! Hey now!
But my girlfriend's sex drive is crazy. So she's like, hey, let's have sex, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm glad actually I have a woman like that in my life. So
yeah.
I don't ever have to feel like I'm forcing you to have sex with me.
Because
we're like ever ready. Like,
ever ready.
Unomoya.
Anything, anytime, bro. We've had sex in the weirdest places. Like, my girlfriend is crazy.
What's the weirdest place you've had sex?
No, I think I say a lot of things, but in respect to her, I'm not gonna.
Come on.
No, like, I respect her.
Let me guess, in the studio. That's a norm, man. That's a norm, man.
This guy.
Google it.
That's normal.
Her facing Langa.
Bro.
John Langa.
Okay, this is other time. We were both in Bloom, and I think we were driving to... where were we driving to? But we had a pit stop in Bloom.
Yeah.
And we didn't book at the time yet.
Yeah.
Because we didn't plan for us to be in Bloom.
In Bloom, yeah.
Yeah, so we were driving and... It was vibes. And then we parked somewhere behind a warehouse.
Yeah. My nigga.
So my car's got like a long boot.
Hey, this guy's living soft.
So I opened the boot and I was standing.
Legend.
You opened the boot.
So my girlfriend is dope. Like, my girlfriend is dope. Like, I've got the best girlfriend in the world. I'm telling you now.
My boot doesn't open.
You like them thick, eh?
Yeah.
You like them really thick. Tell me, have you smashed Penelope Shongwe? Because she's from Mpumalanga. She's super thick.
Penelope?
Who's that? Let me Google it. Who's that,
go
bro?
Go on Instagram.
Penelope Shongwe.
You don't know her?
No.
No. Okay.
Am I allowed to look?
Yeah.
Penelope.
She once promoted your stuff on her.
Shongwe.
Like 2 years ago. So I thought you smashed.
It's got an image.
And she lives in Mpumalanga also.
Ooh, damn.
I know this girl. No, no, that doesn't mean I smashed.
You know her boots also.
I know her. I knew it was a bad idea coming to this show, eh? Especially after what happened. All the things that have happened. But I know her. I know that ass. No, and Instagram, just like you know Faith and Katie on Instagram.
Yeah,
you know all these other girls.
But I've never posted my album. Did you? Oh, so it was for free.
She's not supposed to like my album?
No, but she promoted it, literally.
Yeah, but she's not supposed to like it.
No, she's supposed to like it, but when she promotes
it, if you like something, you can promo it. If you like something.
Without getting paid.
Okay, I listen to a lot of, what's that? Who's that? I listen to a lot of jazz and weird music.
Yeah.
I screenshot and post on my stories. Are you saying I slept with those people?
Come on. It's just
exactly.
There's a house DJ who likes big booties who lives in Mpumalanga. And a few kilometers away, there's literally the biggest booty in South Africa posting your album.
Actually, I only recently lived in Mpumalanga. Why are you laughing? You're supposed to have my back. This guy. Listen, I recently moved to Mpumalanga. Recently.
When you're in Rome, you must do what the Romans do.
Literally this year. Come on. But I know Penelope, man. I know her. Like, I've seen her thighs and stuff on...
Everyone knows how you met your woman, right? Because you've made it public now.
I met her on
Why did you decide to make Instagram. It public?
It was a trend. I felt. Our relationship public
Why did you
make? Or how we met?
Nah, everybody knows how you met. Why did you want to make it public? Because I know you're a very secretive guy.
When someone is in love, bro, you do a lot of things that, when sometimes you fight it. It feels like you are cheating yourself.
Mm.
You know, like, I'm not gonna... Doesn't matter how many relationships I go into. If I feel your vibe, I am gonna let the world know.
How did you know she's the one? Because I'm sure you've DM'd a lot of girls before.
You only know someone is the one once you spend time with them.
No, but just looking at Instagram, what makes you say, okay, let me DM this one?
I've heard Zola on radio. She works at Gagazi FM.
Oh.
There's a lot of brains there.
No. So it wasn't just Instagram. It was also a build-up.
I like the sound of her voice. I like her eyes, actually. That's my favorite feature. I like her eyes. I like her big eyes. And
Is she famous? Is she a celebrity?
I don't know. Radio people, do you call them?
Nah, not really. Nah.
Yeah.
She's probably big in Durban. She's big,
because Gagazi FM is like a YFM in Durban. So she's pretty dope, talented, and I saw myself, you know, I didn't see myself dating her. Like, I saw myself having a conversation, and from there, I think that's when things took off.
I saw your snap the other day. She's moved in, eh?
What do you mean?
She was busy packing the house and fixing everything.
She's very supportive. She chooses like houses that I move into. Like, she's the one that does the, you know, I give her the freedom to do whatever.
How do I
in Mpumalanga though, man?
No, man. I live in Durban.
Mpumalanga. Yes, but this side you stay in.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've got logistics business that side.
Oh, headquartered there. Okay, makes sense.
Have you dated celebrities before?
I don't know, but my previous relationship was very public, and she had a big following on Instagram. Yeah, Brown. Yeah, yeah.
Brown Bombo.
Yeah.
now I believe you like them thick, man.
Do you like them thick?
It's a known fact.
Yo.
Like my Brown Bombo likes them thick too.
What would you say is the difference between dating a celebrity and like a normal chick? Because Zola sounds like a normal, level-headed girl, you know?
I don't think I'm interested in what's happening outside, because everyone inside, where they let loose and be comfortable in their own space, they are all different. All celebrities are all different. So I'm more interested in your laid-back you with your slippers on, no makeup.
Yeah.
Cooking, chilling, having random conversations. But I would date a celebrity and not be aware of their celebrity status, because I'm more interested in what's inside.
Who would you date, like, if you weren't in a relationship?
If I wasn't in a relationship? Celebrities.
I think you and Nomzamo would be a good couple.
Nomzamo? What kind of Nomzamo?
Mbata.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's thick, huh? Isn't she?
Yeah, she's thick. She's thickish.
I don't know. But I've got a celebrity crush of which is something old, man.
Yeah.
Tembisi yet.
Oh yeah. Oh, Tembi.
Yeah, Tembi.
And she still looks good, bro.
Tembi's dope. If she was younger, I would date her.
Yeah. Oh, Tembi, good choice. Yeah. All right. I had a question here, but I don't think I should ask you. I don't think you're gonna answer this one.
What?
No, I said, have you ever made a girl squirt? Should move on.
No. They wanna know.
He looks like he has house niggas, dog. Not black coffee house niggas, but.
She's made him squirt. The house nigga.
Yo, my face.
But it takes time. 2 hours set, dog. You gotta have.
But before I answer that, out of 10. Like, could you bump into someone that actually squirts? That's my question.
Okay, like, fair. Yes, true. Though it is also rare. Not every girl squirts.
Yeah. Unless if you're busy, you travel the country, you do all sorts of these things.
Mm. But you have before, ne?
I've bumped into. Yeah.
It's magical, ne?
Magical? I don't know, but it's a dope feature to have.
Oh shit. Oh dude, what happened at Propaganda? Were you playing when it collapsed?
I was on my way, yo. And then I heard the roof collapse. I was like, hey, you turn. I'm your lal.
How crazy, bro?
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy, man.
Shit, but you've already been paid and stuff, no?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. I'm gonna play a game. We're gonna play. It's called Overrated and Underrated.
Overrated and Underrated.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna throw things at you. You must tell me if they are overrated or underrated.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Alright. Cubs are the small.
Underrated.
Nah.
Underrated. Let me just be honest with you guys. When it comes to Amapiano, South Africa can finally relate to something that stays after Kwaito. You know? South Africa has found its identity.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad about Qom. I'm not saying anything bad about any genre that is here in South Africa. But the one that stands out for me is Amapiano. It's a culture. There's a way you dance. There's a way you dress. There's a way you work.
Bro.
I mean, you walk. You know, there's a way you speak.
What you drinking.
What you drinking. How you drink it. You put it on top of your head. At last, you know.
Is that how you made a squirt? Do that hand thing again.
And leave it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So for me, it's still underrated. I feel like it could be better.
Yeah.
In terms
sound
of
wise.
Sonics and
Sonics. Okay.
Yeah, Sonics and how it should be penetrating the world. Yeah, it's not doing enough.
Who else are you listening to? Jazzy Q.
Jazzy is dope. Yeah. Everyone is dope.
Yeah.
No? Everyone is dope, yeah, man. Amapiano for me is dope. Yeah. I just feel like the OGs must let the kids do their own thing.
Would you do an Amapiano album?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want the OGs to let the
Are you an
kids
OG now,
the,
bro?
No, not like that.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
I mean, when I said the OGs, I meant the OGs.
Yeah.
But even if you're not doing Amapiano, you're doing something else like me.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't be
trying to.
Yeah, I just want them to do their own thing. Yeah. You know, let them do their own thing.
Like
let
you
them,
did.
Here's the thing about it. Sorry to, I know you're going to ask me something. In the music industry, you only make money after being there for like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
That's the only time you're going to be able to. Don't tell me you got in a year and you make millions where?
Ganjan.
How? You know, because I know all streams, publishing and master rights. I know how money comes in. I know bookings as well.
Yeah.
So there's no way in a year you're a millionaire. You are lying.
Yeah.
You know? Also because you need to catch up black tax and all those things.
Yeah.
You know, so in the music industry, the piano kids must first make their wealth.
Like, milk it. And then as soon as they are there, and then, oh, okay, sure, guys, now let's collaborate. Mm. It's more comfortable. Because in music, you are more comfortable to explore things when you have money.
I get you.
You understand? You are more comfortable to explore your artistic side.
That's very true.
When you have money. Mm. You can go crazy and do whatever when you have money, because you don't rely, you're not reliant on the income or how many streams you get.
You're not trying to chase a hit.
Yeah, you're not trying to chase a hit. You just, you know.
And that's where the hit comes.
Yes. And then that's when the hit comes. Yeah. But now a next level hit.
Yeah.
You understand? Not the broke hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to
yours
say
was what trailer, ne?
Yeah, I had so many broke hits.
No, but they were musical.
Yeah.
I've always been. So I'm like, let the kids do what they're doing.
What was your question?
Yeah.
Was, but you saying you, there's a vision you sort of have in your head where the sound could go, and I think with your abilities, you could
guide.
Get it there quicker if you just drop even at 2-3 songs, my piano songs, you know, that can open up the genre to say you can go here with this sound.
Mm,
with
you can sound, do this.
Because you're capable of it.
Yeah, I don't think I should do it. I think I should just tell them.
Okay.
Yeah, I should just say, yo, guys, I think this and that. But remember, when you are hot, like, you don't easily take advice.
Cheers.
It's very true.
Yeah,
very
when you're hot.
Yeah.
When you,
yeah.
How about... I'm now fitile.
You can't talk to Jesse Q now.
Yeah.
Ah, you can't tell him anything.
Like, no. Your last is, you'll be like, your last hit is Google it. What are you saying? What are you saying?
Listen to this brew. Hey, what's this brew saying?
Listen to this one. That's your life. Come on, bro. You know, so I don't like that kind of vibe. The kids must do their own thing.
Yeah, true.
I like that.
And it's a mistake that all artists do. Yeah. When you're hot, you're feeling very confident. There's limited people in your circle. That to some extent is wrong when you have people that say yes all the time to you. There's so many dynamics, man, when you're hot that you need to pay attention to. But
all right, next. Overrated, underrated, Black Twitter.
Overrated. Yeah,
man.
Overrated.
And you've had your fair share with them, yo.
Yeah, it's overrated because it's people that say things about your life. They give you advice about,
and they fetch you,
bro. You know, you don't know how many. All of a sudden, we've got producers on Twitter.
Yeah,
hey.
You post a song. No, I would actually.
Hey.
I'm like, okay, where now?
Yesterday you was a lawyer.
Is it you? Yeah, yesterday he was a lawyer. Yesterday he was on So Mrs. Case about his marriage. Yesterday he was a counselor. Today he's a music producer.
Exactly.
So it's
he was watching podcasts so and chill.
Yeah. Yesterday he was retweeting porn, how he would do it. So I'm like, hey, Fitch. So
you.
Black Twitter is overrated.
Yeah. All right, radio, overrated, underrated.
I've got so many friends in radio. Yes.
And a woman.
Hey, bro. Is it possible for you to be overrated and then become underrated? Is that possible?
And now you're throwing a spanner in the works, dog.
Is it possible?
To be overrated?
And then find yourself underrated?
No.
I think I see what you mean. I think I get what you mean. Like, but so many people are huge without, like, lots of radio airplay.
Yeah. You
know, but before it was the thing. You needed to be on radio.
You needed to be on radio.
So I think I get where you're going with it.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the thing with radio.
Yeah.
It was overrated. Now it's underrated.
Okay. But does it matter for you? Because I know, like, a lot of artists like streaming who are number one on Ukozio for whatever, on Metro Top 40.
Based on a wider audience that doesn't really have that much access of social media, and you know, this is obviously unable to afford data and all those things. Radio is free, you know.
And isn't that where promoters...
For that specific reason, radio. Huh?
Isn't that where promoters get who they want to book on the lineup? Like, if your song is hot on radio, you're going to get bookings.
No, but the streets. You are supplying this show to the streets. So you must listen to the streets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're having this show in the streets, right? Mm. The people that come there are people from the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
You might argue people in the streets also listen to radio, but the ear of nowadays, though, the ear of, what do you call them, compilers.
Compilers, yeah.
Are on the street. Mm. They listen to what's happening on the street and then they play it on radio.
Mapiano blew up in the streets before.
In the streets radio. And then before radio. And it was supposed to be the other round.
Yeah, the other way around.
Yeah.
They missed it. They missed the boat.
They missed so many things.
Yeah. OnlyFans, overrated, underrated?
The porn site.
Yeah.
But that's not a porn site, though. I can have an OnlyFans playing my piano. And
you can.
So for me, it's not
it's like YouTube
overrated.
On steroids.
It's not overrated. I don't think I know any South African artist that knows how important OnlyFans is. Instead of going and paying someone to do a website or incurring website costs, you can just do an OnlyFans and people go there and you get money.
Especially now, during COVID.
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
I don't know, man. Maybe time.
Yeah.
Time.
Have you ever been to a strip club, though?
I've never.
Never?
Wait, what?
In my life.
Aren't you curious?
But there's plenty in Durban, bro.
Based on what I see on TV, it's mostly skinny girls, so...
bro.
You know what, Prince KB, thank you so much, man. This has been amazing, and hopefully you'll come back soon because you're always a pleasure to have on the show. This has been Podcast and Chill. We out of here. Boom.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. Empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.